The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but are pretty funny. The review of the Goofy News proves Jesus is coming back a lot sooner than you think he is. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. You can actually use these if you want to use these, but only if you want to use these, you can use these. You may not use these, but you may use these. Maybe you should use these. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Nobody knows. And also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow at the same time, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. For the next few minutes, though, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about that living life as a Christian element of existence. What does that mean? That means that sometimes we ask, how does our Christian walk apply to our life specifically? How does Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21 apply to what we are going through specifically in connection with our relationship with Jesus Christ? How do we apply his word, his communication, his love letter to our lives? That's what we want to know. And it's like, okay, and who's having specials on food? That's the other thing many of us want to know. We want to know food specials and how to know how to do it right. Right? Okay. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we are asking you to not let it die of loneliness. It just sits there. Nothing happens. It just sits in your brain. There's nothing that exists. It just dies of loneliness. Don't let that happen. Share your opinion, your comment, your thought, or your question with us. If you've got something you want to share, you don't have to, but you're welcome to. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Terrific T will answer the phone. You know what that's like? That's like when you open the door and it's somebody you want to see at your front door. That's what it's like when you call and Terrific T answers. Very nice, very nice. And then she turns the phone over to me where I take the phone call, and that's like it's a Jehovah's Witness at the door.
No, that's not going to do it.
Yeah, that's not going to work. So here's the bottom line. You can call in. Oh, it was a joke. Everybody laughed. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. Nothing will happen if you do. 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. I got to catch you up on a couple things, but before we do any of that, let's remember, because I've added something new at the top of it, our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so go there, check it out. We've got the bumper sticker. It's got a new bumper sticker. It's kind of goofy. And then I put the mission statement up there for the ministry. I think some people appreciate that. I do want to open up with a little bit of prayer. I have a very good friend of mine who's been friend for years, just one of my best friends. I don't have a ton of close friends, so when I have them, I'm aware of them. And he really needs some direction for his life. He's trying to make a career shift later in life, and so I just want to pray for him, and I'm going to include everybody else as well just in praying for health and different things. But you can also always call in and and ask for prayer requests. You can always share praise reports. I don't want you to think this is the kit and caboodle. I don't even know what that means, by the way. Kit and caboodle means something. But it's not the whole of it. This is just something I want to open up with because I just got off the phone with him. So let's pray. Father, we come before you and lift up my good friend and ask you to give him very clear direction for his life, that he would be led by the Holy Spirit, that circumstances would dictate, of course, but that there would be a peace that passes all understanding that would be within him in regards to the decision-making process, and he would choose wisely, and you would enable him to choose wisely. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without finding fault. He's asking for wisdom. We ask that you would grant that prayer as your word says you would. And for the audience and the people in the audience, that whatever we talk about today would be a blessing, that they would be enabled to draw closer to you. People with health issues would find a resurgence, a strength in them. People with financial issues would find that you are able to take just, you know, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and expand it out, that they can count on you and rely on you and depend on you in their situation and their circumstance, because you're with them, you're for them, and you love them. And they can count on that and rely on that and rely on the love you have for them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Okie dokie artichokey. We'll do DNA in the next segment. I do want to start off just a little bit. We're going to cover a couple of different things, but I just want to talk to you about the Beatitudes, if you don't mind. Remember the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5? There's a couple of people that teach the Beatitudes are the attitudes to be. That's not bad. There's nothing wrong with that. The Beatitude is the attitude to be. It's the attitude to have. It's the attitudes that we ought to have because they're the Beatitudes. These are the attitudes you should have. The thing I want you to catch right off the bat is Jesus starts off the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes and says, what? He says, blessed are the, now just stop right there. Blessed are the, that's Makarios. Makarios. Here's your first Greek word for the day. Makarios. It means happy or in congratulations. It has to do with what somebody would say if you just had a baby. Oh, Makarios, happy, congratulations. And Jesus, not only does he teach what we need to do to have a right relationship with the Lord, which is at the core, the center of everything, he's telling you in your existence, how you live, these are the ways you ought to be. And he doesn't make suggestions. Okay, the Ten Commandments, good example. Ten Commandments. These aren't 10 really good suggestions. Okay? They're called commandments. You want to know why they're commandments? Get this. Because we're supposed to do them. And at the end of everything Jesus says on the Sermon on the Mount, what does he do to surmise the whole sermon, which takes about 32 minutes to read if you're taking your time and read through like an NIV? He says at the very end, anybody who hears my words and puts them into practice. That's like somebody who builds their house on a rock, and when the floods come and the storms come, it's stable and it's firm, it doesn't move. But people who hear what I have to say and don't do it, those are like people that build their house on a grouping of sand, by the way. And the whole premise there is that when the storm comes and the waters rise and the waves come, boom, the whole thing's ripped apart. Jesus makes this distinction for all of us. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of things to do. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of things, ways to be, how to engage and how to function. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you hear what I have to say, that's fantastic. But if you don't do what I say, it's useless. You have to do, not just hear. And it's the Lord that gives you the power to do. But the idea behind this is not for us to just sit there and go, oh, it's a very nice sermon. That's a nice 4-point sermon, Jesus. I'm going to give you an A+ for your sermon writing. Your outline was excellent. How's that? It's excellent. You do excellent. Hey, Jesus said, if you're not going to do it, it's a waste. And God has shown you how many things. I mean, I can't even list in my own life. I cannot possibly list how many teachings in 42 plus years of Christianity that the Lord has shown me through his word, through life, through circumstances, through people, through counsel, through prayer, just so many. Isn't that all fantastic? If I don't do it, it doesn't matter. And there's a lot of people that are like, well, I just want to feel euphoric. Well, stick your finger in a socket and the electricity will run through you and you'll feel euphoric. But that's got nothing to do with Jesus. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we got to do it. And some of us are just like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, we got to actually do something? Like, yes, that's the answer. Yes, you got to do it. We got to do it. That's what the Lord calls us to. And you can't do this stuff. What you do is you go through a certain amount. It's like, I can't do that. I can't do that. Right? You can't do any of that apart from Christ. None of it. But yet these are the things that God tells us to do. So what has to happen? We have to have a merging, a partnership, a connectivity with the Lord God Almighty through the work of Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit, fulfill the things God wants us to do. Here's part of the problem that I find in my own life. I try to work on 9 things at once. Ever do that? Ever try to work on 9 things at once? Guess what happens? 9 things don't get done. You can't work on everything at once. The Lord usually takes you through, allows you to go through a trial so he can teach you something. He's not teaching you everything in the single moment. And so whatever it is the Lord's working on in your life, get with him in that, be in agreement with him, be in partnership with him, and do it hand in hand with the Lord, and he will give you the strength to prevail and to overcome, because through him you can accomplish that which he's set before you. Does that make sense? All right, be a doer, not just a hearer. Okay? You got to listen to it and process it and use it and do it. Do it! Okay. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything we find. He's the hunt.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's 3 ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Then he says this, don't be afraid. Why should you not be afraid? Because what fear does is immobilizes a person, stops them from moving forward, and it also eats away at faith. Fear has this way. It's kind of like if you think of faith as, I'll do this now, as a chocolate ice cream that has peanut butter in it, okay? That's faith, okay? Fear is like somebody drilling a hole underneath and then taking a little spoon and then pulling some of that faith down, a little scoop by scoop by scoop by scoop. And you don't want your faith reduced because God requires faith to us to engage with him in. That's his requirement. That's the vehicle by which he has chosen to engage with humanity. You don't think God could have said, it's me, you're going to believe, or I'm going to turn you into a fish. I mean, you don't think God could have done that? But he chose the vehicle of faith because that's what he wanted from those that would come to him. A confidence, an assurance in the goodness of God. So Jesus, the first thing he says, ignore it. Don't be afraid of it. And then he does this one radically crazy, nutsy cuckoo line. Just believe. And we use that in movies and in books and in fairy tales and all that stuff. We're not talking about any of that stuff. This is believing, looking at a situation just like Abraham did, just like we talked yesterday, how Abraham looked at the circumstance, didn't deny he was old, didn't deny he was past childbearing, and said, I'm just going to believe God anyway. That attitude of just believe, it's taking a stand in the framework of your faith that says, I'm not moving. Here I am. Call me Bulldog. I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere. My faith is solid.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. The only thing I find amazing is the last 3 days I've had a harder time driving in than I did when there was snow and ice. I just find that to be so bizarre. You have to work with me on that. We are going to do our trivia question. I think you guys will like this trivia question. Before we get to it, a couple things I do want to talk about. We're doing our expository tomorrow on Philippians. There are only three Philippian lessons left. And right now, just so you can know, just because people don't know, I'm going to be replacing that probably 1 or 2 weeks later with the next expository teach. And I'm either going to be doing Acts or Genesis or Ezra, Nehemiah kind of thing. So I'm going to take an informal poll because I like doing that and I find it fun. For one to ask trivia, I'm going to ask people, what of those three would you prefer? You can also text in your answer if you have an actual preference. We're not freaking out here or anything. I'm just kind of looking at it, examining it. I have to be committed to it. And so before I throw myself into it, I want to just like, kind of get into it. So Acts, Genesis, or Ezra, you can text in. Let me know what you're thinking. We'll be asking this for the next couple of days. And like I said, the next 3 weeks. Let me do the trivia, and then we'll do our DNA. Here's the trivia. Who, that's closer. Who was the queen that Esther replaced? What was her name? See, Esther replaced somebody. What was that person's name? That's where the what came in. What was that person's name? If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. And you can also text in 214-210-8483. We already have people giving their opinion on the informal poll, which I think is funny. Let's do our DNA real quickly. Our DNA is what we function in each and every day. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Every day, spend time with God. It doesn't matter if it's 1 minute or 30 minutes. It just has to be something in the minutes. You get it? That's number one. Number two is N. So D and then the N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of Jesus' words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So you always want to be ready because being ready to serve is straightforward. You being sensitive and connected to the Lord through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and led by the Holy Spirit. And you'll be loving God. And then your service towards others is loving them. Isn't that? That's like, wow, that's great. Yes, that's our DNA on a regular daily basis. Draw closer to the Lord daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words and always be ready to serve. Got somebody ready for the trivia? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Susan Johnson.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic. All right, I got a trivia question and an informal poll. Okay.
Yes. So I was just listening. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. So the informal poll, we're going to be finishing up on Philippians. Should we go to Acts, Genesis, or Ezra, Nehemiah next?
They're all wonderful, but the book of Acts is when we begin to really see precious, wonderful Holy Spirit at work in people.
Okay.
And it totally changed my life when I met Holy Spirit in 1981.
Okay. So that's going to be a vote for Acts. That's what I'm going to put down there. It's informal, so it's not official. You won't get a certificate in the mail or anything.
Thanks. That's okay.
All right, so here we go. What was the name of the queen who Esther replaced?
Vashti.
That is correct. You are right. Excellent job. That is 100% correct. Excellent work, and I appreciate it very, very much. Okay.
I appreciate you, too. In case I hit a dead zone and I drop off, I'm not being rude. Thanks very much.
You are more than welcome. What a blessing. Thank you for the call.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. We're rolling. We roll. This is how we roll. I wish I don't really have a roll song, do I? See, if I had a roll song, it'd be like Yiddish, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Okay. I can't really be a roll song. It doesn't sound...
Doesn't sound right. Remember that
one? I'm thinking of the Tina Turner song.
Which one was that?
The Rolling.
Oh, rolling down the river. Okay. That's why I'm not a singer.
Good song.
Okay, people, that's why I'm not a singer. All right, so excellent. Excellent. Vashti was her name. She was the one that Esther replaced. She had kind of an attitude thing going on, and you probably didn't want to do that with the king. So that kind of cost her. We'll move on from there. I do want to introduce this one other element in the Beatitudes. Then we'll go back. There's so much to do, so much to do. Here I want to talk to you about the Beatitude that hardly ever gets talked about. So we always talk about the Beatitudes, and I'm going to talk about them. And I love Adam Clark's treaty on this, where he talks about it from a point of view of salvation, how that the Beatitudes could actually be seen as 8 or 9 steps in a row that bring a person to salvation. And I like it. I don't think it mandates that it has to be that way, but you could certainly find it in there, and we'll kind of review that maybe in the next week or so. But in the meantime, I want to talk about the Beatitude that hardly anybody likes to talk about. Here it is, Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 through 11. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Now, I want to be honest about this text, and I want us to be honest about this text. In our country, if somebody typically says something that's extremely insulting or goes after you in a particularly unfair way, we sue. This is like, we're going to sue him. You know, we're not going to take that. And here, Jesus, I'm just showing you this kind of different mentality that Jesus had towards the whole thing. You see, people are thinking, well, you know, it's the earth and we're going to establish the kingdom, or, you know, that's postmillennialism, or it's the earth, we're going to take off, and then there's going to be a millennium kingdom established, and that's premillennial and amillennialism. The whole thing's really spiritual and conflict, and all's going to end, and Jesus is going to come back, and everybody argues about that. But that's not a reason for fellowship, and it never should be. That's not the kind of thing that you go into. This, however, is completely different. This is Jesus going, look, if you are being persecuted for the sake of righteousness, the kingdom of God is where you're living. And then he says this. He says, if people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil of you, it does not say, Jesus does not say, because of your political persuasion, because of your stand, because of whether you post something on Facebook, none of that. He says, if they insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. You see that? That little clause there, that because of me. Some people go on Facebook, and you know why they get insulted? Because they're jerky. That's why they get insulted. And people are like, that's not nice. Or whatever the case may be. But Jesus isn't talking about that. He's talking about people that are actually persecuted or actually insulted because you're a Christian. Now, that's happening everywhere in this country, and much more drastically in other countries where they're executing people who believe in Jesus. Okay? So right now, we're getting blocked, or people are calling us names. In other countries, they're being executed for that faith. And what I want you to understand is, if it's genuinely because of Jesus Christ, you're blessed in the eyes of God. Now, just think about that. Jesus is not saying you get to do that because you're being jerky. Jesus is saying that because if you are so connected to Jesus, remember, the world rejected him by and large. There were some that followed him, but more that did not. And even Jesus said, there are many on the pathway to destruction, but narrow is the path towards me. There's people are like, you're going to tell me there's going to be more people in hell than in heaven? I didn't say it. Jesus did. And it's like, that's the way it goes. So if you're a part of the kingdom, you should be rejoicing. Whether you're a free will person or an election person, who cares? Right now, you should just be like, yeah, I'm in. How awesome is that? But the idea is this beatitude that we are happy if they persecute you because of Jesus. Okay? I can give you a couple of small examples. I don't consider them persecution. I consider them more insults, kind of like when my brother and I, who were born and raised Jewish and became Christians, and our family sat Shiva for us. The word Shiva means seven. Means the 7 days they considered us, they mourned for us because we were dead, all simply because We believed in Jesus. So they cut us off from things and so on and so forth. That's an insult. Okay, I don't consider that persecution. If somebody smacks me on the head with a 2x4 because I'm a Christian, I consider that a little more persecution. I consider that more general. But right now, it's just insulting, right? Now, that was 42 years ago, right? Here's what I want you to know. If things get worse before the Lord blows the trumpet, at whatever point your eschatology, you can count on Matthew 24 and Matthew 5 working together and the persecution of Christians increasing. And you just have to decide, is my faith worth going through that? Some of you are going to go, gee, I don't know. And my answer to you is your faith needs to be more authentic because you cannot compare what is coming for us in eternity than compared to what we're going through now. For what works in us now is working in us a much greater glory and trophy and triumph later. And you don't want to miss that. So hopefully everybody has that right attitude. And if you're not there, but you do believe in Jesus, you know what I would do? I'm serious. I would ask the Lord, help me to be more authentic, more genuine, more committed to my faith so that I can honor you, Lord Jesus, no matter what happens. I think that's fair. I think you're allowed to ask God for help. I think that's part of the process. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break. We'll start up at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.